Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast and Heart Shift Radio. I'm your host, Marcy Newman, and I have a wonderful guest for you today, Patricia Ledesma. Patricia, welcome.
Hi.
And we are going to have the most fascinating conversation. And before we jump in, and we have you sitting on the edge of your seats, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Patricia, but then we're just going to jump in and hear directly from the source how all this began. So let me just begin by saying that Patricia is a licensed psychologist living in Boulder, Colorado. She received her doctorate and has focused her practice essentially to marriage, family therapy, with an emphasis on effective communication and also sexual spiritual awakening. In addition, Patricia has always had a love of metaphysics and has had many experiences throughout her life where she was able to develop her psychic abilities and also some sort of natural mediumistic abilities as well. As part of her bio, Patricia talks about her paternal grandmother, who she was very close to growing up, even though she lived 300 miles away and she didn't see her but a couple of times a year. But her grandmother told her that they had actually been sisters in a previous life. And her grandmother had magical abilities, such as always knowing where and with whom Patricia was with. In fact, when Patricia's grandmother died, she also came back off and on for a couple of years until Patricia finally told her that it was time to go. And so I'm sharing this with you because I want you to start to get a picture of Patricia in a way where you're going to see these two very powerful parts of her that have developed in one, a very linear way with her training as a psychologist, and the other in a very natural way where her own natural abilities evolved as she evolved. She also had studied New Thought philosophy, science of the mind, and also had always been connected to innovative, holistic approaches to health, including mental health and nutrition. She's been using hypnosis and experiential means such as teaching mindfulness and meditation in her practice as well. What's interesting about Patricia's psychological approach is that rather than emphasizing on diagnosing and looking for mental illness, she simply focused on helping people to become more awake and to enjoy this earthly experience, which in her perspective is really doing the deeper soul work, excuse me, to reach God, source, and a higher consciousness. And in a moment, I'll tell you more about why Patricia is here today. But first, I want to say welcome, Patricia, and thank you so much for coming and bringing this incredible expertise to our audience today.
Oh, Marcy, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I've been wanting to share what's been going on with me. And this is really, I think of today as the launch of getting this information out in public. I do have a website, but I haven't really promoted it. So thank you for all the positive things you said. And I look forward to telling my story.
Yes. So I want to add another thing about Patricia's practice. Patricia always liked to focus on, as I said before, relationship issues, especially those having to do with primary partnerships, including, of course, the relationship that we have with ourselves. And this has been the focus of her professional life. However, something happened in the spring of 2016 that Patricia, let's back up actually. Let's talk about what happened in 2015 with a premonition of sorts and how it started to open up these channels of communication in a completely new and different way. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes. There was a song by John Legend that I had never heard, and I was researching John Legend and I found this song. And it was a like a premonition of what was to come. And the song was hold on a second.
Sure.
For the first time, it was called, for the first time. And I was having a medical procedure the previous year before all of this happened with Prince. And this is what I kept listening to. And it says, I was so surrounded, but still all alone, a great big house, but so far from home. How did you breathe life in this heart of soul? It's like I can feel, it's like I can breathe, it's like I can live, it's like I can love for the first time, for the first time. And I think it had to do with both of us, this song. It was a premonition of our meeting and what that meant.
I think it might be time for us to talk about who both of you are, because something happened in the spring of 2016 where the lyrics of that song became very significant to you. Tell us now what happened.
Yes, well, I didn't know. I had forgotten about the song, and really it took a couple of years before I tied the two together. But I had the beginning, I know now, of a what could be called a spiritual awakening. It was very intense and I felt it physically. And it started when I was taking an Epsom salt bath about a week after Prince passed. And all of a sudden I just started crying and I felt a presence. I felt something going on. It was more than just emotional, it was physical. And I had known nothing about him. And yet I was watching all of the news stories with the buildings lit up in purple. And I thought, well, I'm not even sure who Prince is. And I just started thinking about it. And I didn't feel grief, I felt exuberance and everything else that you could think of. I was feeling, and I was trying to identify what it was that I was feeling. So while I was relaxing on a Saturday night, I just had this sense of, you know, these are things that are very difficult to explain, but my body just reacted. I felt speeded up energy, I guess you could say. And so that was the beginning. It was the very beginning, and I knew nothing about what was going on. And I felt a few days later, I felt a presence in my living room, and I felt like it had to do with Prince, but it was just too crazy to even, you know, make sense of. So I I really thought there might be something wrong with me because my moods would swing. I would feel so enthusiastic and like I was so excited. I was just excited, not focused on a whole lot, just these moods. And then I would feel real deflated and down. And so it was very confusing. It was very confusing for me. I tried to make sense of it with my left brain, my logical brain, and I couldn't. And then I decided to listen to some of his music because I didn't know a thing about him. Seriously, I knew nothing about his, how amazing, what an icon, what a genius of a musician he was. And I've learned more and more and wanted to know. I'm not a musician, so I do love music. So I listened to his Purple Rain album, and then there were some new songs that had just come out a few months before he died. And there were songs on there that felt like he was talking to me. And I can imagine some fans might have felt the same way, but he was talking like we're supposed to be together.
Wait right there. What do you mean you were supposed to be together?
There was a song called Revelation. And it sounded like he was saying, I've known you. There was another one. Okay, there was another song called Black Muse. And so the second half of the song had a lot of lyrics that they just caught me off guard. I remember when I was playing that particular album, there was a line in the first part of the last part of the song that said, "I'm glad I got your attention. I think it's about time I mention the reason why I wrote this song. Like a UFO sighting, from my heart I am writing." And then it went on. And then it said, "Two unbroken circles joined together make a butterfly. Little darling, don't you want to try?" And there were so many more lyrics that touched my heart and felt very personal. Okay, but at the same time, I thought, no, he has written these songs, performed them, and they were with other women in mind. And I knew that to be true, but yet I knew they were for me. It went back and forth. And I didn't really understand or believe that it could be for me until probably a couple of years later.
I could just ask one second. So, you know, like we all hear songs, right? We hear songs that have beautiful lyrics and they very often sort of transport us, don't they? To other times, other places, with other people. They bring up memories. They trigger all kinds of things. So what was different about the way these songs were affecting you as opposed to, well, I mean, the way the John Legend song affected you, where it was just like hearing it for the first time?
Well, and I didn't know any of these songs. I mean, some of the Purple Rain songs, of course, I knew. But it was in combination with what was going on around me, okay? There was beginnings of some real psychic phenomena, and I knew it was him. I had gone through psychic phenomena when my grandmother died. She made all kinds of things happen. My bed shake, the phone ring, static on the phone. She would leave a message and it was an answering machine, and it would be completely full of static, the tape, when I would listen to it. So I was familiar with that. So it didn't scare me when these things started happening, but I really knew they were from him, okay? I asked him to give me a sign, and because I thought, what is this? Why am I so hung up on you? You know, why is it that I'm thinking about you and crying over you? I didn't know who he was even. And so I asked him to leave me a sign, and he did. I have that on my website. It was my smoke alarms that happened on his birthday. And so that's how he has communicated with me in many ways, through lyrics of songs and different signs that he's left on significant days, like his birthday. And for 3 years, I got pretty profound signs on April 21st, the day he passed. And so that's how I knew it was him. And there were other things. The phone was ringing, and it came from a particular number. And I write about that in my website too. And I labeled that number Prince because it rang for 3 or 4 months that from that number at all different times of the day. And only one time was there any message. And it was the first time that that number showed up. And I picked up the phone and I heard the sound of a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And I could hardly, you know, it didn't register at first, but as I've been with this and I've asked him to, we do talk pretty easily now. And it was he had recorded it. He had recorded an album about having a baby. And this was the heartbeat of his baby. But to me, he was giving this to me. He sent it to my cell phone.
Oh, wow.
And I've asked him, and it still just floors me because it's not something that happens. You know, it's not a regular occurrence for some sound to come over your phone and you know who it's from and that person isn't on the earth anymore. And he was telling me, I'm still alive. I'm here. Life goes on. And it's the truth. So along with all the, you know, all the lyrics contain messages about who we are, where we're going. He was very magical and very insightful and political in a way, and very spiritual. You know, if anybody hears about my experience with Prince and they really knew him, or they were such a fan of his, they'll know he was magical and he could do these kinds of things in some ways. And I've heard about other people having similar experiences to what I've had, but it's usually with the loved one who's passed. And so they knew the person before, and they think about the times they spent together. And I don't have that. I've had a sense that we've known each other in a previous life. I know about previous lives because of my grandmother and how she introduced me to that possibility. And so it did feel like a reunion when we met. I say we met. I feel like we met in my living room because I felt his presence. And now I know what he feels like. Sometimes it's a rush of energy. I can even feel a faint scent of him. But mainly I feel it in my body, and it's an emotional rush that comes up my chest and I want to cry. You know, it's just like I need a release from this because it's so intense. And it can still be that way. Just because of the love that I feel. It's not just about him, although it is, but I feel the love energy of God, of the universe, of all there is, of Source, coming through to me and hitting me in my chest. It is so incredible. I mean, I can't do anything but cry. There are no words. And other people have talked about this when they've had a near-death experience. That's one of the first places I went to try to find some information about what could be going on and how does this happen and is this true? And just other people. I wanted to know if other people had experienced what I was experiencing. And so I ran across a few books that were good, you know, about people who had had a death experience and what they experienced on the other side, all the, what they saw, you know, they could even see cities. It's like on the next dimension, it's not that different than the earth. That's what I've heard. But they would talk about this supreme love that they felt, and it was everywhere. It was light that was shining. It was music and sounds. And it was something they would never forget. And it would change their lives. It would change their lives afterwards. And so many of them have written books or they've been speaking about it. And so I thought, yeah, we can definitely experience a lot on the other side. And so I've had a few of those times, especially early on when I went with him. I did a meditation. I was just practicing early on.
And so wait, I just want to clarify this. So you actually went with him into other dimensions?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Tell us more.
And I'm not especially visual. My, which is more clairvoyant, I'm auditory and I hear things and I feel them as a rush. I know the truth or I know something really fast. So when I went with him and I wanted to know more, you know, and I don't remember the exact time when this happened. I have it all in my journals. But what I remember about it was it was like going through a tunnel and there was light and then there were stars and then there were faces of people. I saw faces. I saw John Lennon. I saw John Denver, who again was another person that was so full of love and had so many messages about taking care of each other and caring for the earth. And I went to many of his symposiums, Windstar symposiums. So he was there and my cat. I remember I was so touched by seeing my cat, Tabitha. And it was real fast, you know, it was like it was coming at us real fast. And it didn't last very long. And he was holding my hand. I mean, I felt really safe. But I wanted to know more. I asked to know more. And then when we were back. Another time, I felt like I wanted to touch him. Because it's so crazy. I feel his energy all over my body. And yet it's not like I can hug him. And there's a desire. I feel a desire for that a lot. And yet sometimes I feel like we do hug. Well, anyway, I wanted to touch him. And so during a dream state, like a lucid dream, it was. A lucid dream is when you are actually experiencing something. That's my experience of it. You are there. It isn't a dream. And in this dream, I saw him sitting on a staircase, leaning up against the wall. And he was sad. He looked sad. His head was down. And it was like a brick wall that he was leaning up against. And I went up to him and I touched his arm. And he jumped. He was somewhere else. And then here I come out of a different dimension, I guess, and touch him. And I just said, it's okay, you know. And this was really early on. So I have had experiences with other, you know, the other side. It's a dimension that's very accessible, really. The dimension where we're kind of physical. We're in a different, we're not flesh and blood, but we're physical. So I learned something from that. And I had a lot of other things that happened at first. The first part of this, I feel like he was more on the earth and really was trying to get my attention. I would get the sense that he was waving his arms in front of me, saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. And I would say, who's here? Who are you? You know? And I knew, though, from somewhere, again, we have different levels of consciousness, and I knew it. I mean, it was him. But he, at times, was so wanting my attention. And it happened a lot at first. I called it pestering me. It doesn't happen as often now. It's different. We talk a lot. It's a deeper level. But at the beginning, it was, you know, I was going about my business, going to work, and I'd feel this sense of this person waving their arms over there. And that's been, that message has been consistent. You know, he doesn't want me to forget it. I hear, I'm here. Don't forget it. And don't forget the things that I've brought to you so you know that this is true. And that's probably one of the hardest things I've dealt with. 4.5 years this has been going on. And I still have doubts. You know, at first it was, why did you come to me? Why me? You know, I'm nobody. You are this big superstar. And, you know, it was just incredible. And then it was hard to receive. If I felt he was giving me love, and it wasn't just from him, it was through him. It was just this giant, big love, but it was also from him individually. And I started communicating with him in different ways. All of a sudden, my computer would, he would start talking through my computer, although it was my computer, you know, it was a technical sound, but there were words, there were things that he said. And so I got to where I would.
So, Patricia, excuse me, just for audience sake, so you could hear the words coming through your computer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a sound. My computer said it. So it was in computer voice, mm-hmm. A technical sound, but there were words. And when the very first word, because I used to use this program called Dragon, which was a dictation program. To transcribe, I was speaking the book I was reading, writing about this. And I wrote a whole lot of stories that I have. But the very first time it just spoke like an alert that can come on your computer. And this, I had said the word together in a sentence as I was speaking. And the computer said, together. And I've thought about that a lot, because that's what this is. We're doing this together. And that's been difficult for me to accept. But I see him as a person. I mean, he's not in physical form now, not in the same way we are here and earth energy, but he's still here. And it's been so hard for me at times to accept that he would love me. I mean, that's what he would say, or he would do the most wonderful things and say the most complimentary things to me that I'd never heard in my life. You know, it has been beautiful. I feel so blessed to have this experience.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to just make a comment that, you know, what you're describing is so phenomenal on a number of levels. First off, you know, just the psychic phenomena itself is enough to take in, but also the experience of feeling the intensity of universal source love.
Yeah.
And yet, at the same time, developing a personal relationship with him. So, you know, it's one thing, and I totally get that whole experience of the NDE, and, you know, I've been there. I've experienced that twice, and it's not anything that we can use human words to describe. It is a sensation of complete expansiveness and freedom, and you just feel a oneness. And it is so intense. But and we're hearing more and more and more about those experiences. But what is so profound to me is how at the same time you are developing this relationship, this very personal, intimate relationship with him. What I was so struck by was that you were so sensitive to who he is and what is happening with him,
right,
that you crossed those veils to be able to comfort him. Put your hand on his arm and let him know that you were there for him. And then how many times he has done the exact same thing for you.
Yes.
What you are describing is the most beautiful, loving relationship, giving and taking and built on this mutual respect on universal laws. I mean, I feel like we're sort of being transcended in hearing what you're sharing.
Yes, I know that. I mean, he has said this to me, that this is about relationship and how much more we can experience through a love with our partner. And I think of that as here on earth, since that has been my specialty, relationships.
That is amazing.
That we could experience, I think, like what Prince and I are experiencing. We're doing it on two different planes, two different dimensions, but in some ways it's not different than being together as a couple here. I feel like we are a couple, and I feel like this is an example of what it can be. I mean, I have so many things I want to share about what it is like for us. And, you know, I still think of him in some ways as a person, you know, not as a human in the same sense, but I don't know who he was before, really. But I know him. I mean, I want to know him. And that's how I felt at first. I wanted to find out who he had been as Prince. Who is this person? And then, of course, that was his personality and persona while he was here. And he's made it clear that he, in a lot of ways, created that. He wanted to be Prince. So now, and even at the very beginning, I didn't see Prince, the musician. I didn't hear his guitar. I saw him. It was like I had a Zoom focus on him. I knew his heart. I knew how loving and considerate and generous he is. And he is. I mean, I think that's why so many people who experienced him, who heard him in a concert especially, felt something really unique, something wow. And they have said they feel love and they feel he understands them. So there was this back and forth energy, and so much is about energy, you know. So they were giving to him and he was showing them who he was as he sang and as he performed. And I saw the evolution of him through the years. When I first knew him or found out about Prince, I didn't really like a lot of what he was doing at the time. I don't think he was super glad about some of the things he did either. He changed a whole lot in his lifetime and his music changed too. But he was very loving. And so in some ways, I feel like if people hear this and they know Prince, they'll get it. They'll get it. They'll know not what what I'm experiencing exactly, but they'll get it. And he wanted people to get him, to know him, because he was really kind of shy. He didn't like interviews and he just didn't reveal very much of himself. It was hard for him to do that. And so it came out through his music. And that's what he said, you know, if you want to know me, know my music. And it will continue on. I mean, there's so much that he created. Thousands of songs and unfinished songs and videos that are being released now. So I'm learning more about him. But you're right. This is a relationship. And it's really taken me a while to be able to say that. That's probably one of the hardest parts of this, is that I'm having a relationship with Prince. And it's so beyond, it's so expansive. And he knows how much he is changing too. I love hearing from him. He shares what, in so many words, there aren't words really, what is going on with him and how he's learning. And he has wanted to know more about what I know. You know, all my 40 years of working with my clients and the time I've sat with them and been with them as they've shared their own stories, and I've helped them put the pieces of their stories together so that they have a deeper understanding of themselves. That's my favorite part, being kind of a detective. And this is kind of detective work too, because it hasn't just been given to me. I've had to go look for, what does this mean? What do these words mean in the song? Or, you know, like one day I came home, I had heard a particular song of his about it. It said something like, well, you think it was great back then. You haven't seen anything yet. And the song was called Wow. And I thought, oh, okay. Because I've often said, wow, wow. I mean, what else can you say? And my iPad, okay, this was an example. After I'd heard that song, I was traveling on the plane. And the next day, the only word on my screen was, well, there were two words, now available. And this was like 2 years into this. And we shared. He was telling me how he was learning some of these. It was kind of strange. He was learning things that I know about communication, trust, opening up. And so now he was kind of like, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's do it. And so it's like that. It's like, that's how we connect. And he's very talented. I think he's probably better or able to do this more effectively than a lot of other non-physicals. And some of it has to do with the fact that he was around electricity all the time. His guitar, electric guitar, was always with him. And he can come through my computer. He can speak through my computer. You know, I see words like the Subaru commercial. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Well, the only word I saw on my screen was love. And it kind of falls down. It kind of moves down the screen. So, you know, those are things I don't think they all know how to do. And there are things he doesn't know either. He doesn't know everything just because he's over there. And I'm not interested in a lot of the details about, say, other more advanced levels, aliens, if you will. I know it exists, and I know something about it, and I know it's relevant now. But that's not what really gets my attention. It's this person, it's this soul that we match. I mean, I don't know how to say it. I grappled with why he came to me and how he came to me and what was going on with me when he came around. How open was I to him? Did I know that he was going to come around? I think I did, because one of the, one time I asked him, and this is on my, I've recorded a lot of this, and I've taken pictures of the screens too, because I know that he wants me to, he wants the evidence. And I was asking him, well, did we plan this? How did this happen? The computer spoke, planned. And that was my answer. I mean, he doesn't give long sentences usually. He usually plucks things off of other sources. Like he didn't make the heartbeat. It wasn't his heartbeat that I heard on the phone. It was from an album where he recorded the baby's heartbeat. And everything is like that. Commercials, words from commercials, all the things that he's done have come from other sources. I don't know. I think he's getting better at it, because I got a letter that was about these times. You know, I'm not going to go into the details, but it was a real physical handwritten script letter that showed up in a book that I hadn't seen in a long time, and happened. I got up at night and walked into my other bedroom where all my books are, and picked up that book, and there was that letter. I mean, it's like that. I feel guided. I feel guided what I am to, you know, watch something, a video on YouTube, or pick up a book. I don't even have any fiction books. All I have are nonfiction, and they're all in this realm because I've always loved this stuff. And I'll go to a book and I'll learn something. Oh, yeah. We can communicate with the other side. And they want us to communicate. And that's why he was saying, I'm here. He still says that. Mm-hmm. And that's how they feel. They want connection with us, especially the people they loved when they were here. And we're so out of it for the most part. Most people are oblivious to that possibility. And there's some real research going on about having a soul phone to talk to non-physicals, because they can. They have it. Everything's energy, so why not? You know, we can just get better at it. And we need the help. And they're wanting to help us during this time. Sometimes I'll want something from him, or I'll be worried. And he said, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
It pays to have friends in high places. But, you know, I just want to sort of recap a couple of things that I am just finding so profound and important about what you've shared with us today. One of them, and this has come up a couple of times actually, where, you know, you're sharing with us that as this is evolving, you're still in this place of disbelief. And even now, 4.5 years later, there's still parts of you saying, what? How is this possible? And then there's this other part of you, you know, where your humanness comes forward and you're asking, why me? Why me, Prince? Why me? But then you realize, and this was, oh my God, it touched my heart so, when you were describing how he said, okay, now I'm ready, because he is learning so much through you. Mm. So this is a real relationship. And this is the level of love, from my perspective, that really is the message in all of this, that we have the ability to be on this incredibly high level of relationship in the way that you're describing. And it doesn't make any difference which side of the veil we're on. And the fact that they want these relationships, and that as he told you on the screen, available, okay? So I can't help but think about all the lonely people in this world and how important this message is, and that we can, if we will just open our hearts and our minds to not just possibilities, but to truth. This is all about truth. And as you were talking, I was feeling nothing but the God bumps, which to me is all about truth. That's all I need. I don't need to understand it. I don't need to pick it apart and say, give me more proof. I don't need to, you know, have rooms full of evidence from 1,000 other people. That alone is all I need. And what you are so courageous in sharing, and I cannot begin to thank you enough for coming forward with your story. And I know you have so many stories to share, and I look forward to many other times, Patricia, you know, with you coming on the show and talking about this with us, because it also reminds me, and I talk about this often, about the orchestration of the universe. I mean, look at your background. Every step along the way, you were prepared for this.
Oh, yes.
Right here, right now, this relationship that should be completely abstract is so tangible.
Right.
It's so real. Every step along the way, every bit of training, every one of those 40 years of experiences working with people, with relationships with themselves, relationships with each other, their spiritual awakening, your own spiritual awakening, and how we see that his is exactly the same. And how I actually had this moment where I had a smile on my face thinking, as you were developing this relationship and like learning more about you, he must have had this moment of, like, I call it a come to Jesus moment, where it's like, wow, I better step up my game, because because she knows how to be in relationship, and he had to learn it. He had to learn it from you.
Some of it, I think, is true. We've talked a lot about trust and the issues, the human issues that come up, like jealousy. I mean, that's almost universal.
Mm-hmm.
So the trusting, and in that same vein, I continually say, yes, I'm in this, I'm here. And I feel like he likes to hear that. He says he likes to hear me tell him I love you. And I'm thinking, this was a long time ago he said that. And I'm like, don't you get plenty of it over there, you know? And this was planned. Okay, I don't know all the components that were involved to make this happen and how it all works, because I know we have spirit guides and soul groups and like, oh, okay, what's happening right now? I have my computer that I use for dictation that has a dragon on it. It's a different computer. It started talking just then. And it's on sleep. It's closed up. And hello. You're here too. I know you're here.
can you decipher any of the words?
No, I mean, it's across the room.
Yeah.
And I have no idea. It didn't, in a way, it probably doesn't matter. No. It could have been something I said already, you know, and it just now is getting around to it. But the point is, it came right now. It sounded right now while we're talking about him and talking.
Yeah.
And I don't hear that, you know. I don't, that doesn't just happen spontaneously. There are a lot of things like that that happen with electronics. And it's really cool. I think other people could have that too with their loved ones. You can communicate. It takes some patience. You know, I over and over, I've asked questions into that computer or into my recorder. And sometimes I don't hear anything. And I remember this too. I know I go off on tangents, but I was telling him, oh gosh, I haven't been able to reach you. You know, I've been so busy and I haven't been open to you. And he said, well, why do you think it's just you? So, yeah.
Well, alrighty then. Not like he's just waiting around for you either, which is fantastic.
Well, it's like there's it's a connection. It's like a plug in the wall, you know, to the electricity. We have to be on the same frequency or the same vibration. And I've studied a lot about that. I have studied other people who channel, and yeah. And what's different about this, and I really want to say this, is I do not consider Prince to be a master. And he's even said, please tell people to take me off the pedestal because they're not valuing their own power. Mm. And I'm not to be worshipped. And he was very talented and he worked at it. He made so much happen. He was so dedicated. He wore his body out. That's one thing that I remember lately that he wanted me to say.
Well, thank you so very much. And I'm so sorry, but we have to close out our conversation, but we are definitely going to continue. And Patricia, before we go, can you please tell people how to reach you?
Yes, I've had a website up. It's called conversationswithprince.com. And I don't have a whole lot on it. I have 6 stories about the beginnings of this. And I think it's a good idea to read that first before I go on. It can be a little bit overwhelming, you know, all the psychic phenomena and to think that there's a ghost, you know, some people think that way, not you that are listening. But that's it, you know, and my intention is to put recordings to speak about.
Well, I can hear the voice in the background.
It said awesome. conversations.com. He's emphasizing that.
And so conversationswithprince.com. And and Patricia, can people reach out to you directly through your website?
Yes, you can leave comments. And it's okay to reach me on my email. I have an email that it's Dr. Patricia at conversationswithprince.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, yeah, this has been
the opportunity and all of your wisdom that you added. You know, sometimes it's hard for me to really see what this could be or what this is about for people, other people. I've been so locked up in it and enjoying it. It's so beautiful.
Well, we're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for your work. And again, I have to emphasize how appreciative I am of your courage. I know, particularly when we are in working in professional capacities, and we are experiencing something in life that seems out of the norm, such as this, that it can be scary to step out, to share it, and you've done it. You have come forward, putting yourself really on the line for truth and for this incredible love and inspiring others to love. And there just couldn't be a more beautiful mission. So thank you so, so very much. And of course, everyone, we thank you for your precious time. And please leave your comments or questions below. And also go to conversationswithprince.com. We have so much to share, and there's so much yet to be discovered about how we can live more expansive lives. Yeah. And so many blessings to you all. Until next time, I, of course, remain your Heart Shift coach, and I look forward to speaking with you all again soon. Bye-bye, Patricia. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcy.